Section 161. Praise be to thee, O my God, inasmuch as thou hast turned the faces of thy servants towards the right hand of the throne of thy gifts, and hast caused them to be detached from all else besides thee, that they may recognize thy sovereignty and acknowledge thy glory. I testify to the potency of thy cause, the pervasive influence of thy decree, the immutability of thy will, the endlessness of thy purpose. All things lie prisoned within the grasp of thy might, and the whole creation is destitute when brought face to face with the evidences of thy wealth. Deal thou therefore, O my God, my beloved, my supreme desire, with thy servants and with all that were created by thee, as would beseem thy beauty and thy greatness, and would be worthy of thy generosity and gifts. Thou art in truth he whose mercy hath encompassed all the worlds, and whose grace hath embraced all that dwell on earth and in heaven. Who is there that hath cried after thee, and whose prayer hath remained unanswered? Where is he to be found who hath reached forth towards thee, and whom thou hast failed to approach? Who is he that can claim to have fixed his gaze upon thee, and toward whom the eye of thy loving kindness hath not been directed? I bear witness that thou hast turned toward thy servants ere they had turned toward thee, and hast remembered them ere they had remembered thee. All grace is thine, O thou in whose hand is the kingdom of divine gifts and the source of every irrevocable decree. Send down therefore, O my God, upon all that seek thee, that which will entirely strip them of all that pertaineth not unto thee, and will draw them nigh unto thyself. Assist them by thy grace to love thee and to conform unto that which shall please thee. Grant then that they may go straight on in the path of thy cause, the path wherein have slipped the footsteps of the doubters among thy people and the froward among thy servants. Thou art verily the All-Powerful, the Almighty, the Most Great.